Guadalupe Mora works at a Hyatt Regency hotel in Los Angeles, and Mora likes her work.
I love it. I love it because I get to know a lot of people from everywhere.
But like any job, Mora's has its drawbacks. She does a lot of heavy lifting and she works long hours, but Mora's biggest concern is money. She makes about $8 an hour, and Mora, a mother of four, would really like to get a raise.
Well, if I have that extra money, I don't have a house, so that's my priority right now, buy a house.
Mora paid a visit to City Hall today in support of a new proposal to raise the wages for employees of hotels with more than 100 rooms in LA. The new proposed wage is $15.37 per hour. That's a similar rate to one established in the recent LA World Airports Living Wage Ordinance and a hotel worker wage ordinance passed by the city of Long Beach.
They can't save for the future, they can't save for their homes, and they can't spend enough time with their family.
That's City Councilwoman Nuria Martinez. Together with Councilman Curran Price Jr. and Mike Bonin, she raised the motion at today's City Council meeting. Speaking outside City Hall, Bonin said hotel workers are a good target for the wage effort because tourism in the city has been doing so well.
Our hotels here in Los Angeles boast an occupancy rate of 75.4%, which is far better than the national average.
And city council members say that with 43% of LA's hotel workers living below the poverty line, letting hotel workers share the wealth of a booming tourism industry is just the right thing to do. But Ruben Gonzalez of the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce worries this motion could hinder the growth of the city's hotel businesses.
Does it make sense to set a wage in the city of LA when right next door in other cities they're going by a lower wage, which creates a competitive disadvantage for hotels or any other industry?
Gonzalez agrees that a minimum wage discussion is worthwhile if done in the right way, but he isn't convinced that wages are the only thing this proposal is really about.
Despite the great rhetoric here, this is really not about raising wages for hotel workers. This is really about creating leverage to help hotel unions organize non-union hotels.
Like the LA Area Chamber of Commerce, the Hotel Association of Los Angeles also worries about the impact of this motion. The association issued a statement saying the price of higher wages could be lost jobs. But Councilman Bonin is confident the proposal will have a broader impact in boosting the city's economy.
This is about the ripple impact that this will have on the economy. This is about the corner bakery. This is about the neighborhood auto body shop. This is about the neighborhood clothing store. This is about growing the economy in Los Angeles.
The actual effect of the proposal is soon to be investigated. The next step in City Council's process will be to do a study on the potential impact of the wage hike. Then the city would go through committees, hearings, discussions, and amendment processes before it came back to City Council for final approval. Guadalupe Mora knows all that could take a long time, but she and her 5-year-old son are crossing their fingers it eventually becomes a reality.
Thank you. Big house.
Yes, a big house.
If the proposal makes it through City Council's approval process, as many as 11,000 workers could benefit. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.